this Sunday. So tonight's message, and then this Sunday will be the last of the Breakthrough series, and I hope that you guys have been enjoying it. But tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about what do you see? My grandfather Shaw, who has now been passed for, I think he passed back in 2001. He was the one that taught me how to shoot a gun and all this stuff. And I remember one time he had this World War I rifle that Springfield Armory. It was a beautiful gun, had a lot of kick. It was a .30-06. And I always wanted to shoot that gun. And he told me that, I wanted to see you learn with a pistol. I'm going to teach you all this stuff. He'd walk me through it. And one day he let me shoot it. Well, then he had a gun that had the scope, and I wanted to be able to shoot the scope immediately. But he was like, he didn't want me to shoot using a scope until I fully understood how to line up my pistol or rifle using the sights, the iron sights. And he was always asking me when I was getting ready to shoot, he would always ask me behind me, what am I seeing? What is the line of sight? Where is your target? And he's walking me through this and helping me to shoot clean and to make small groupings. And he just kind of walked me through that. And I believe that God is in the same way when it comes to our purpose and vision that he gives to us, especially as we are walking into this year of 2021. God is very interested in our lives. He wants us to have clarity, and he would love for all of us to be able to see the world through his eyes. And when it comes to our life's purpose, when it comes to the vision that he's going to give us, I believe that Jesus will speak to every person in this room and online tonight concerning their role to play in building the kingdom of God. And here's the truth that we all need to understand. God is always speaking. Give me an amen on that. He's always talking. He's always bringing fresh vision. And I'm always hoping and doing my best to be aware and that I will choose to respond when he is speaking. And what I have learned is that some will respond immediately and that some will respond eventually. And once God has reached out, we'll choose another way, or they will choose to respond the way that he is desiring them to. But I'm just praying that even tonight, that as we go into this, the wrapping up of this series and going into whatever God gives us for the rest of the year, that as he speaks, that we are aware, that we're asking him, please use your Holy Spirit, God, to help me know when you're talking to me. Give me an amen for that. Acts chapter 10 is where I want to start reading. We're going to go through a few different passages and stories that we find in the Bible, but this is the first one that I want to start out with, and it's found in Acts 10, verses 1 through 8. And it says this right here. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. And Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked, and the angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who was called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. And when the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was with one of his attendants. And he told them everything that happened and sent them to Joppa. Now, if I continued reading the story, we know that Peter is also receiving a vision. And it's a more in detailed vision, something that's kind of walking him through some of the insecurities and the legalism of the faith of being Jewish and dealing with that things are about to change. And we see two things happening. Cornelius moves immediately on the vision that God gives him. And what we know about the story with Peter is that Peter has to have a little more help to move, because he's got to work through some of this stuff. Both men of God, both receiving a vision, but the two respond differently. And this is what I think is so cool, that even though they responded differently, they both had the faith to pursue it to the end. And because of their commitment to the vision that God gave them, and everybody received this right here, is that the Gentiles get to hear the gospel. We know that the Gentiles are baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that Gentiles receive the order to be baptized in the name of Jesus, all because two men saw clearly what God was speaking into their lives. What is God going to show us this year? I've just been praying that God, that whatever you do, I want to know it's you, and I want it to be clear because I want to be able to move on it. I want to pray ahead of time that you will see and receive and understand. Everybody say understand. That you will understand what you see when God gives it to you, what comes from God. And most importantly, that you understand what God is showing you. And I will address this more as we go, but what can I do to make sure that I'm ready for the vision or the visions that God is going to give me in 2021? So here's the first thought, dealing with what do you see. And the first one is this, is take a good, long look in the mirror. When we take the time to look into a mirror, it allows us to see how we are doing. Are we capable of pursuing what God is going to show us? And here's where it comes from in James. We know the scripture, but let's just read it together. James 1, starting with verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And the mirror here that we're reading in the scriptures that is being referred to is the word of God. It's talking about the Word of God. We can take the time to look into a mirror two ways. We can do it as a quick glance, the flyby by the mirror, or we can gaze into it. A glance, it's a quick view, but really nothing to go by. We lived in Livermore, California. I think my son was about 4 or 5 years old, and he was kind of driving me crazy, and I'm trying to get ready for work, and he was being wild and all this kind of stuff, and I'll just tell you my routine. I have no shame when it comes to this, but I after I shave and everything's done, whatever, I like to take face lotion, and I'll put a dab here, and I like to do that, and so I you rub it in. Well, I'm sitting there, guys, listen, the entire time I'm standing in front of the mirror, I know it's on my face, but my son comes in and distracts me for a second, and I forget that it's on my face. So, guys, I leave the house. This is a true story. I drive down to Jamba Juice, which is not very far from my house. It's my favorite place to go. I walk in. I'm in a line with about 3 people, and I go up to the front to the counter to order, and this girl is just staring at me with this smirk on her face. And I go, I'm looking at her, and I go, yeah, could I have a peach pleasure? And I'm naming my booze. And I look down at her, and now her smirk is more of like a big smile. And I go, what did? What's so funny? Did I mess up my order? And she goes, and she taps her face. She goes, you've got. And I went, oh my gosh! And I just immediately start rubbing it in as fast as I can. And she's just laughing, and everybody else is having a big kick out of it. But guys, listen. I literally knew that was on my face, but in a moment of distraction, I've already forgotten. And I walk out, and I embarrass myself. James said it this way. What did he say? He said to look what? Intently. Intently into his word. Don't just gaze at the word of God. Don't just have a Bible at your house, but to actually use that word, read it, get it into you. Guys, I love the idea of just, you know, taking the Bible and picking it up physically and going, I want it, and putting it to my chest that I want it in here. I want to devour the Word of God, because if I'm doing that, when He does choose to speak to me and give me direction and give me vision to put prophetic word into my life, I'll know it's from Him. Give me an amen. And I'll know when and how to work. If we will do this, we will not forget what we have seen, and we will know what we have heard. We will be a pursuer of God. We will be a doer of the visions given by Christ, and we will be blessed. When looking in the mirror, God's word, What do you see? Do you see somebody who could use some rest? Do you see somebody who has forgotten who they are in God, what they have seen through God and what they have learned from Him? Do you see somebody who wants more, who wants to see clearly and wants to see what Christ sees? No matter what is being reflected back, I truly do believe this, that God is ready to give you fresh vision for your life and your family. A vision to have a great impact and blessing on you in 2021. We just need to stand ready and willing, prepared. You know, we addressed all of our mess, you know, just we've had messages throughout the year and coming out of 2020 of just how sometimes our mess can get in the way or perception can get in the way and all these things. But guys, listen to this. You got to remember that we are children of God, that we are pursuing Him, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that if we really are looking into the mirror of the Word of God, then we are ready for a fresh vision. Get into God's Word. Let Him work on you. Let Him prepare these blessings that He wants to give. Here's the second thought, that God releases vision, I pursue it. He releases the vision, and it's up to me to pursue it. God is this person so that I'm the one that's got to get up. I think about the woman going to the well and just thinking it's going to be another day, but she got up to go to the well to get the water, but she has this an amazing encounter with Jesus. I need a breakthrough. If you're sitting there and you're thinking, like, what is my breakthrough? I want this breakthrough. I need this breakthrough in my life. So I have to get up. I have to get moving. And I've got to pursue it. Don't let your year be one of you living through somebody else's purpose that God gave for their lives. God is speaking to you. Jesus is allowing you to see through His eyes, and God is the one that has given you purpose. It is you that God is wanting to use for His glory, and it is you that He wants to bless. Matthew chapter 2, verse 7 through 8 says this, that then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. Now, guys, here's the thing. Herod is not wanting to find Christ for the right reason. We know this, but it speaks to a weakness that we are all vulnerable to. And guys, listen to what I mean by that. Living life through what other people have seen or experienced, we are not experiencing or seeing it for ourselves. We can only go by what they have told us. What if, guys, and I know that this isn't going to happen, I know we're already past this, but what if the man Herod, on his own, would have intently looked at the Scriptures? What if he would have gone on his own and searched for Christ for the right reasons? What if he would have gone and seen Jesus for himself with his own eyes and experienced the glory and the presence of the Almighty God? Live the life that God intends for you. Don't try to live my life. Don't try to live their lives or his life or her life. Live the life that God intends for you. Will we help and be there for others in their journey this coming year? Absolutely. That's what we want to do. But God has something for you to see, for you to pursue, and for you to be blessed in the name of Jesus. Don't get sidetracked or discouraged by what Joe or Joanne are doing. It might be great and it might be out of this world, but God has something amazing for you as well, and I truly do believe this. Galatians 6:4 says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. Isn't that a great scripture? That we don't have to worry about living up to this or jumping through hoops or being compared to somebody else, but that we can just live our lives the way that God intends for them to be. We need to all pray that God will help us with the way we see things. You know, there's times that Lori and I will have conversations, and I think that we're starting the conversation, that we're talking about the same thing, but as we talk further, I go, I am not registering with what you're saying. And she's doing a great job telling me it, but it's just bouncing off my forehead, and I'm missing it. I think that's a male thing. I don't know what that is, but I just mess it up. And I can see it in her face. She's like, you're not listening. I go, no, I am listening. Well, you don't understand. I go, you're right, I don't understand. And we're trying to kind of walk through this thing. But guys, this is it, is that the first step in having good perspective is by not comparing ourselves to others. Galatians spoke of satisfaction, and our satisfaction will come from getting up and doing our best. The thing that I love about God is that he's patient with us. That I can read a scripture that I feel like the Holy Spirit has led me to, and I read it, and I dig into it, and I start to look at it intently, as James speaks of, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the meaning that God wanted to come out of that scripture just comes out, and it floods my spirit. It changes the way that I've read it. How many of you guys understand that you can read a scripture? You could go through the Bible every year, and God is going to speak to us differently as we go through these scriptures, because that's the living word. And so I don't want to try to be like somebody else. My fulfillment will come from being the person that God wants me to be. Give me an amen. Here's the next thought, is that when it comes to a God-given vision, ask Jesus to make it clear. I brought up earlier about the importance of understanding what God is showing us, and let's be real. When God speaks, there's quite a few ways that we will respond. And I just wrote down a few. It's like you can be excited and say, "I'm on it, God, I'm on it, and I'm moving, I'm going." Others, you'd be like, "Oh heck no." You know, the Lord tells you to do something, and it's like, man, that's too difficult. That is not something that I was thinking, God, you were telling me to do, but he says it, and we don't want to respond to it. It's going to be a stretch. We're going to be scared. It's taking us out of our comfort zone. And then the other one is God, what did you just show me? And so what happens, and this is what I would encourage you to do, is that's where we share it with those that we trust. Do y'all have people in your sphere? Hopefully you do. That as God speaks to, and you might not fully understand it or what he's shown you in the word, but what happens is that because of the people that we have in our sphere that we trust, I have men and women that I trust that I can go to, and I'll put it before them and say, what do you think God is saying with this? And that's an important thing that we can do. I don't know if you've ever been caught how many times that God has asked prophets, what do you see, after giving them a vision? Why would he do that? Sometimes even though we know what we are seeing or hearing is from God, we sometimes have trouble making sense of what we have just seen. We have two eyes, we have two ears, a mind and a heart, and God gives this fresh vision and through his word or a dream or a special visit, and we see it, but sometimes we don't see it as clear as we should. I am, yearly going for my vision test. And I go and I sit down, and he has me say the letters, with both of my eyes, and then they takes that black little thing and puts it over one eye and then puts it over the next eye. And guys, here's what's happened is that I can see it's a test. I can see that there's 11 lines of letters, and that as I work down through the letters, as the farther that I go down, all of a sudden, here's what happens. E's start looking like C's. F's start looking like P's, and O's start looking like D. And I'm sitting there, and she has me going down, and I'm saying the letters, and she's going, But she's not telling me if I'm getting it right or wrong, and so I see an F, but it's a P. But by the time I get done, then she's telling me, I'm like, how did I do? And she's, not that great. And I realized very quickly, guys, listen, I can read, I can see, but I'm not seeing as clearly as I should or possibly could. And Jesus is in the business of making sure we are living lives of clarity. Mark 8, 22 through 26, we've gone through this story, I think, a couple times in the past 6 months, but I want to read it one more time. 8, 22, it says, they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village, and when he spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." And once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Everybody say clearly. And Jesus will make sure that the vision that is given, we will be able to see that vision clearly. When Jesus asks, "What do you see?" I would just say this, be honest. Be transparent with him. "God, I'm not sure what you're trying to show me." And he will help you see exactly what he's trying to see, give to you and through you. Tonight, we and who came tonight are going to spend time in prayer later. Pamela, it is really good to see you. And I'm pretty sure when I was sitting in my office, I heard you praising the Lord out there. Okay, that's good. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Pamela had me go and, she just asked if we could, and I called and worked my way around a little bit of a loophole with the hospital, General Hospital in Chesapeake, to go and pray for her husband. And I remember that the girl, her nurse, asked me at the end, she goes, "Now, you do know that this is a COVID ward." I said, "I do, ma'am." And she goes, "Okay." And so I went, you know, yesterday. And I get there, and she comes out. I'm in the waiting room. She comes out, and she gives me one of those, the K95 mask or whatever it's called, and puts that on me and and she asked me literally two more times, "You do know this is a COVID ward that you're going into?" I said, "I do, ma'am." And I was talking to her, and she says, "Well, just keep your hands in your pockets. Don't touch anything." I felt like a little kid, like you're going into the Toy Store. "Keep your hands in your pockets. Don't touch anything, Matt." You know, I could just hear my mom saying that. And so I walk in there, and they put me right in front of the window where Bill was, and I just spent 25 minutes, guys. I'm going to tell you, when you get into the presence of God, no matter where it is, even in the middle of a COVID ward, you don't care what people think about you. And I just prayed, sang worship over him, just began to claim stuff over his body and his mind and over Pamela for healing, to see that man, you know, come out of this sickness and get out of that bed. And here's the thing, and I want to encourage all of you that are hearing this message to spend this time this week preparing and regarding your breakthrough, because Bill's lying on a bed. I don't know if he understands how many people are believing for him, but they're praying for a breakthrough of healing in his body. And here it is that what is God saying to you? What do you see? What is God showing you for this year? Harvest Assembly, from the bottom of my heart, I say this. Let's get ready for what God is about to do. Let's be prepared for the people that are going to walk in hurting, looking, searching, wanting refuge, whatever it looks like, that we will be ready for when they come into the house. And I would say this also is, let's keep our eyes open to be aware for what God is trying to show us. God won't ask us to blindly leap into this year. We are going into this year full of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, go and read it for yourself, but we're going to be a church that is full of faith, believing that God is going to move and believing that he's going to speak to us and show us something very important for each and every one of our lives individually. And I believe that God's going to do that. This is not reserved for pastors. This is not just reserved for him or her, that God is going to speak to every person here and that he's going to show you something that is going to make an impact for your life and that is going to have everything to do with the breakthrough that God is going to do. He is with us. Jesus is with us. His Holy Spirit is with us. And sometimes a fresh vision can make us feel like, oh wow, what is God going to do? But I'm praying that it won't be that type of an attitude. I pray it'll be, yes, God, what are we going to do this year? How are we going to build your kingdom? But I've done, you know, you might say, but I've never done that. This is not in my comfort zone. I can't see myself doing this on my own. And sometimes we might just feel like we're blind. But look what Isaiah says in Isaiah 42:16. He says, I will lead the blind on the roads they have never known. I will guide them on paths that have never been traveled, that they have never traveled. Their road is dark and rough, but I will give light to keep them from stumbling. This is my solemn promise. God will be with you. He will lead you. As he gives you clarity, listen for his voice, because he is there. And he will ask you, what do you see? Let him guide you in every step of the way this year with your work, with your school, with athletics for your children, new projects, relationships, your marriage, taking care of your physical being. As he restores and wants to heal you, as you tell the story of Christ to somebody that God is going to lead you to, I am so ready for God to do something big. I am so ready for God to do something amazing in the lives of the people of Harvest Assembly. I'm ready for him to show up in our families' lives. I'm ready for a good old God explosion in Harvest. Ready, being prepared, being used, responding to the vision that God is going to give. What will he show us? And what will we see? I just want to proclaim this. I want to say this with my mouth, and I want to say it out loud. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for this message just to be an encouragement, dear God, to kind of get us thinking that Father, Lord, that maybe part of our prayer needs to be, Lord, make me aware. Make me aware when you're speaking to me. Make me aware when you have sent somebody to speak into my life. Make me aware, God, when you have an appointment set up and you have sent somebody for me that you want me to come alongside with, that you want me to tell them about your son Jesus. But God, don't let us be deaf. Don't let us be lazy. Don't let us be complacent. But that, God, that we are ready. We go into this. We have come into this year ready. Ready to work, ready to build the kingdom of God, and use us in the name of Jesus. For every person online, dear Lord, and everybody that's here tonight, that dear God, that tonight, that we all know this, we all know it, that you are speaking, that God, you are a living God, and you are speaking to your people. So now it's our responsibility to listen, and that as you release the vision, that we have to pursue it. And I ask that you'll help us do that. What amazing thing are you going to do this year in our lives? I cannot wait to see. In your holy and precious name, and I ask you, God, to use us so that we can build your kingdom. And I ask this in your holy and precious name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you, guys.